The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you are about to hear may contain mature themes, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence which may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Parental guidance is suggested.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Doctor Who, Planet of Doom, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Part 4.
Chain up the Ferrons!
Is that really necessary?
The Ferrons are our enemies!
I'm sorry, my dear. I didn't mean for any of this to happen.
Why bother explaining yourself? It doesn't matter what happens to me now. You have what you wanted. Now help your friends, the Grok. Forget about me.
I want you to promise me that if I help you, she will be set free when this is all over.
Are you now setting terms, Doctor?
In this case, I have to.
Did she and her kind not capture you at gunpoint and hold you against your will within their ship?
Well, yes, but to be honest, we were helping them voluntarily. The way I see it, everyone on this planet is in the same situation. You all need my help, can't you see that? But time is running out. I can't help anyone if we waste any more precious time.
What are you up to gain by doing this?
Information. As well as a great deal of satisfaction.
I don't have any information to give you, that's the truth.
Then I will simply have the satisfaction. The satisfaction of hearing you scream.
Why should we be concerned for the welfare of our sworn enemies, the Ferrons?
Please listen to me. I may be able to help both the Ferrons and the Grok. I'm not just talking about the approaching asteroid, but this war you've been fighting for so long. I think there's more to it than meets the eye. There's a mystery here to unravel. And with your cooperation, I think I may just be able to solve it.
The repairs to our ship must come first. After that, you may pursue as you wish. Help the Grok, and we will be forever grateful to you, Doctor.
All right. I have to go back to my ship and collect some more things.
Very well. You may return to your ship accompanied this time by one of our probe bots. We will prepare one to accompany you. And remember, Doctor, we still do not trust you. If there is any more interference from the Ferrons, we will kill both you and these four.
Fair enough.
Wait, Doctor.
Yes?
There's something you should know about Max.
Max? What about him?
I believe you had nothing to do with his disappearance.
Well, this is progress at last. Can you shed some light on his disappearance, then?
Perhaps, Doctor. It was very strange. It was as if he dissolved right before our very eyes.
Sounds like matter transmission.
Yes, that's what Captain Petra called it, but it's beyond me.
It's a way of transporting a person or an object from one place to another instantaneously, by breaking them down on a molecular level.
I don't understand.
No, nor do I, Mina. But I intend to get to the bottom of this mystery.
Why not save yourself from so much pain?
I don't know what you want from me.
As I have told you, information.
But I don't have any information. I've already told you this.
Lies. Then you choose your own fate.
There you are, Doctor.
Oh, you gave me such a fright. Why must you sneak up on me like that, I?
Sorry.
Oh, I bet you are.
I am. I don't care if you believe me or not. Just be that way. That doesn't answer my question, though. What are you up to now, Doctor?
I'm trying to gather some more things for the Grok. And some more information. Max has gone missing, you see.
What do you think has happened to Max, Doctor?
I wish I knew. But I suspect it isn't good, whatever it is. And these constant interruptions aren't helping me to find out.
Will you be able to help him?
I'm not sure anyone can help him now, I. Only time will tell.
Max seems to be a strong warrior. I'm sure he'll be all right.
I certainly hope so, wherever he is. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must get a move on. Time is short.
Always is around you, Doctor. Which is strange, considering you're a Time Lord.
Bah, just shush, I.
How to proceed? That is the question.
What do you want to know?
Are you seriously considering cooperation? No. No, that's too easy.
I want to know what this is all about. What's your interest in the Ferens and the Grok?
More to the point, of what interest are they to you, my friend? Why enter my playing field? Why interfere with my game?
Game? What game? What are you talking about? This is no game. These are people's lives you're playing with. Oh, no.
No. No cooperation after all. I see. Then we shall begin again.
Come in, Patrol 1. Come in, Patrol. Mina, do you read me? Come in, Patrol 1. You must report. Ship's log. Mission X831-07. Day 7. Hour 15. Our situation grows ever grim. Assessment. The mission is a complete failure. I've lost all of my crew. Even my first officer, Technician Mina, has been either captured or killed by the Grok. Prospects for success are nil. Our chances of survival, non-existent. I have failed my mission and my race miserably. I take full responsibility for this. If anyone should hear this, please know, my crew acted in an honorable fashion and performed their duties in an exemplary manner. Now it is only a matter of bringing our mission to an end in the fashion that is required. And we will indeed make an end to it.
Oh no. We can't have you falling asleep when we've just started to have some real fun.
Why are you doing this?
You know the answer to that question. All I want is for you to talk to me. The pain will stop. But only if you talk to me.
I don't know what you want me to tell you. So just kill me if you're going to and get it over with.
Oh no. That would be the easy way out. There will be no easy way out. Not for you.
Thank you.
I have returned. Sorry to have taken so long.
You are wasting time. Can you help us? Or will you allow us all to die?
Trust me, I am attempting to help you. But I have a request. Free the Pharaohs you are holding.
No, this we shall not do.
Then at least release First Technician Mina. I'll need her help installing this equipment, and I may need a few more pieces for my ship that I cannot carry on my own.
My soldiers will help you, Doctor. It will be too dangerous to free the Pharaoh Technician.
You've got to trust me. I don't believe Mina will try to escape or attempt any harm to you or your soldiers. I'll take full responsibility for her. Besides, your soldiers aren't technicians. I need her technical skills for my plan to succeed.
This is a risky proposition. I don't know, Doctor. I'm still uncertain of this.
Look, you'll be holding three hostages. You don't need a fourth. But I do need her expertise. Oh, trust me, sir. It's the only way. What if Mina promised to not escape or cause you any harm?
I am listening.
Well, will you agree to this, Mina?
Agree to help the Grok?
Mina, all our lives are at stake. We have less than 2 hours to escape the coming asteroid.
Only 2 hours?
Yes. Now, will you help me, please?
Yes. All right, I'll help you.
Excellent. Now, please, will you release this young woman? There is precious little time now.
You know, there is nothing quite like a finely honed surgical instrument. It's like a piece of fine art or a finely tuned musical instrument. Take this particular instrument. Sharp, yet crude. But to the point, wouldn't you say?
You really are off your head, aren't you? Why are you doing this?
Is that fear I hear in your voice? Do you finally begin to understand?
Look, I'm not worth all this. I'm no one. I'm nothing. I'm just a freighter pilot. I don't have anything to do with the conflict between the Grok and the Pharaohs. My ship crash-landed on this planet. My crew all died when we crashed. It was all my fault. Now, all I want to do is get back to my own colony. I'm not even a real captain. I'm nobody. I'm nothing.
Oh, you are so right. You are nothing. You don't exist anymore. You have no identity at all. All you are, all you exist to be, is a thing for me to manipulate. Shall we play a game I created? It's called Scream as Loud as You Can.
Back so soon, Doctor? Anything I can help you with?
Oh, go away and stop pestering me, will you? I have important things to deal with just now, and no time for your foolishness.
So terribly sorry to inconvenience you, Doc. I'll just go fly into a bucket of hot grease, shall I? That'd solve all your problems for you, eh? Bah!
Oh, that drone can be such a pain in my backside sometimes. Bah!
Doctor, your ship, it's...
I know, it's bigger on the inside. I never get tired of hearing about that.
That's quite obvious. And fascinating. Yes, I think I like it.
Well, an original reaction for once. Will miracles never cease?
You can help Max, can't you, Doctor?
Hmm?
It's just what you said back there at the Grok ship. About the possibility that no one can help him now. Do you really think he's in that much trouble?
He's definitely landed himself in up to his eyebrows.
You don't seem awfully concerned about him.
That's because I think I've just located where he might be.
What do you mean?
There you are. Our third party, just hovering above the planet, and no doubt observing everything that is going on here on the surface.
But why?
That, Mina, is the question of the day.
Please.
Must you really make it so hard on yourself? This can end, you know. All you have to do is talk to me. Who do you work for? Why are you interfering with the Grok and the Pharaohs?
I'll tell you everything I know. I don't know who he is, but there's this man.
A man? What are you talking about?
I don't know why he came here, but he calls himself the Doctor. He wrote in a strange blue box. Calls it his ship.
Fascinating. I do hope you're not making this whole story up, because no one plays games with Captain Androri Drake.
Drake? Captain Androri Drake.
Ah, I see my reputation precedes me. Yes, I am that Captain Drake, conqueror of 10 worlds.
Look, you can do whatever you like with me. It won't matter. I don't have the information you want. But the Doctor, he's a man to be reckoned with. He'll defeat you, Drake.
Is that so? You have only just met this man. Yet you have that much faith in him? Well, I must meet this amazing Doctor.
What are we going to do to help Max?
Well, just now there is nothing we can do to help him. I made a promise to the Grok, and I always keep my promises. Now, let's see. Oh, yes, of course. Well, yes, right here. Look, Mina. Do you recognize the ship in orbit of this planet? Oh, see it there, on the scanner screen.
No, it's completely unknown to me.
I believe a third party is observing your war with the Grok. And perhaps even, in some way, responsible for it.
How is that possible?
Tell me, Mina. Does your world have dealings with other races? Oh, you know, trading and so on?
Trading agreements have been made with a number of worlds outside the Imperium. Why do you ask?
What do these other races supply you with?
Many supply foods, building materials, arms, medicines, and so on.
Arms, eh? As I suspected.
What do you mean?
Oh, can't you see? They're gun runners. They've been feeding this war all along. Someone is profiting from the misfortunes of the Grok and the Pharaohs, feeding off the conflict between your two races and observing your battles to assess what supplies you need. Controlling the battlefield as war. I've seen it before. It's a nasty way of doing business, and I'll bet that ship is where Max is right now. Oh, no doubt. He's being held against his will, or possibly even being interrogated, or worse, tortured as we speak.
But why? Why would they do this to him? He has no part in this.
Is an unknown element interfering in their little operation. Oh, we all are, for that matter. Oh, Max, myself, and now you, my dear.
Do you think you can save Max from that ship?
I'm not sure at this point. Oh, we will try, of course, But we have bigger fish to fry just at the moment. We must repair the Grok ship. That must be my priority at the moment.
I think I understand, Doctor.
Good. We've no time to lose. The asteroid is heading this way fast. It will be here in about 90 minutes. We have to get my equipment and get it back to the Grok ship as soon as possible, Mina.
You know, the truth could set you free.
Say, I did tell you what you want to. What happens then?
Well, my friend, then you would satisfy me greatly by allowing me the pleasure of watching you die. The only freedom I can offer you. Only, it can be a slow and painful death, or a relatively quick one. Your choice, of course.
And I'm a dead man, no matter what I tell you.
At last, you see the poetry of our relationship.
Captain?
How dare you interrupt me, Commander Stark?
Apologies, sir, but there is a transmission for you on the secure line. It is a code 1 priority from home, sir.
Very well. Patch it through to my private chamber. It seems our fun will have to wait. But do not worry. You will die soon enough.
Oh, there. Oh, I had forgotten how heavy this stuff is.
Just a moment, Doctor.
A moment is about all we have.
I've just had a thought.
Yes?
Petra.
What about her?
By now she must see that the mission has failed.
Yes, so?
In Pharaon military philosophy, there are only two possible outcomes when a mission failure is assured.
Why do I have a feeling I'm not going to like this thought of yours, Mina?
Doctor, Petra will take steps.
Steps? Has she the means to take steps?
On board our ship, there's a device.
Why do I have a feeling I'm really not going to like what you're thinking?
Because I don't like it either, Doctor.
Let me guess. This device is a weapon of mass destruction. What is it capable of, hmm?
It's called the Zenith device. If activated, it will incinerate the jungle for at least a 1,000-kilometer radius, killing all plant and animal life, and certainly destroying both Grok and Pharaon ships.
Lost. I was so afraid you were going to say something like that. Oh, come on, Mina. We have no time at all to lose. We have to get my equipment to the Grok ship now.
You have been listening to Doctor Who Planet of Doom Part 4, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, based on an idea by Ron Smith, which starred in order of appearance Russell Gold as the Grok leader, Jeff Niles as the Doctor, Tanya Milorovich as Mina, David Ault as Max, Victor Aurelius as Captain Drake, Brian Reed as I, Julie Hoverson as Captain Petra, and Glenn Haskell as Commander Stark. The Doctor Who theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn, based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The co-producer was Jeff Niles. The post-production editors for this production were Jeff Niles and Rachel Pulliam. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. The story, Planet of Doom, as written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2021. And remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your support. Join us next time for part 5 of this adventure, brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises and found at DreamRealmSite.com and other sources. Please keep circulating the URL. In other words, share and enjoy.
This program is copyright 2021, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, warping to new dimensions.